Baijiu, meaning white alcohol, is often referred to as China's national drink. Jenny Chu, who works for the high-end Baijiu distiller Moutai, explains how the searing spirit is typically drunk in China.
Whenever they drink it, they will say ganbei, which means bottoms up, to show their bravery or their generosity in treating their customers or their guests.
The process is often repeated many times to toast milestones, celebrate holidays such as Chinese New Year, or seal business deals. While enjoyed liberally in China, it's often described by foreigners as paint stripper or fire water, referring to its potency. To sell Moutai to Australian drinkers, Ms. Chu says, is a process of re-educating those who have had bad experiences or heard their friends' stories.
We have to tell them, okay, can you please give us an opportunity to tell you what Moutai is? Maybe that will change your life from now on. You might like Baijiu from now. So we have to, from scratch, teach them how to savour Baijiu. What's the right way of enjoying it or savouring it instead of just, you know, emptying the glass every time.
Baijiu accounts for more than one-third of global sales of spirits, or 5.5 billion litres, just ahead of whiskey, the next biggest seller. But President Xi Jinping's corruption crackdown wiped Baijiu off state banquet tables a couple of years ago, and that prompted Moutai to look overseas. Ms. Chu won't reveal the company's sales in Australia, but Chinese state media reported Australian sales of Moutai last year were expected to reach 100,000 bottles. That's worth $23 million, a $5 million increase on 2016. To increase the appeal of the spirit to Western palates, Moutai is working with local cocktail bars. At a Baijiu cocktail-making class this month at the Grasshopper in Sydney, some drinkers got their first tastes of Moutai. At 53% alcohol, first-timers were understandably cautious, but most seemed pleasantly surprised.
It tastes very Chinese. It would go well with Asian food.
It tastes kind of licorice and fruity almost at the same time. It actually went down a lot smoother than I thought it would.
Actually, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not what I was expecting.
Bar manager Belinda Lai says the bar chooses an underrated spirit each year to feature in its classes, and Baijiu was an obvious choice this year.
It's one of those spirits that, with the growing Asian population in Australia, is a really important spirit to cover.
But even Ms. Lai, whose parents are Chinese, says she needed to be convinced before embracing Baijiu.
Even when growing up and you think, oh, it's that spirit mum and dad used to drink, I don't know about that. Now that it's more sophisticated, there's different levels and grades of the actual spirit itself. We use the highest rated type of Baijiu in our cocktails, so it's a lot smoother and less full-on than what people might have drunk before.
Bottles of Moutai start at $70 and can sell for up to thousands of dollars. Jenny Chu of Moutai says the strategy with Western customers is paying off.
We've definitely seen the surge of demand in Australia, not only just among the Chinese community, but also people who have Asia links. For example, they have business dealings with Chinese businesses or in China.
Pierrick Fayu from the alcohol supplier Noble Spirits represents a Hong Kong brand of Baijiu, specially made to appeal more to Western palates. He says he supplies a handful of bars that are incorporating Baijiu into their cocktails.
It's a new frontier for them. It's something that they have never played with, and that can allow them to express fully their creativity.
He's also reluctant to reveal sales figures, but says the Australian market is building.
We don't grow through very huge amount of bottles, but we've definitely seen a big increase of sales over the past 2 years, obviously since we launched the brand. We've seen that other competitors are entering the market, and so there's a real dynamic.